request. You don't have to pay it, but I hope you do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Hi, this is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and pioneering mycologist. Tune in to All Things Cage, 7 p.m. Saturdays beginning January 2nd, for conversations with cage experts and enthusiasts from around the world, right here at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, and via the web at wavefarm.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
Oh, I forgot that we're the only two on. I'm Alina. I am a co-host.
Woo!
And I'm from Hudson. You all never know my age.
It's a secret. Totally.
Yeah.
And we're here week talking about books.
Do you want to say it? Or?
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
And we're often joined by our friends, Amelia, Mashuda, Fatia, sometimes AJ or Nico. But today it's just the two of us, which has thrown us a little bit. But we're going to pull it together and talk about some books and bookish things.
Yeah.
And Lena has a cool book that she brought to share.
So this one was bought by my sister that looks very used, even though it hasn't been used before.
It's funny.
But it's called Coke or Pepsi. And it says 1,000 Coke or Pepsi questions to ask your friends. And let me tell you something. They put the number 2 when they said 2. So like, we have to have 2 friends to ask for this book. That was totally funny. Yeah. And so one of these questions that I think Emily would like is number 21, favorite picture book.
I have so many favorite picture books. So that's a really tough question. I even had somebody ask me what my favorite picture book was of all of the many picture books I read this past year, and I could not pick one. So I gave them 8 because there's different criteria, like what's the best or what's your favorite. Is it what you think is the best, like put together book overall, or is it the best illustrations, the best story, the one that makes you laugh the most, the one that like hits you in the heart, or is like the best writing? So it's really hard to pick just one, but If I had to pick one, which you're forcing me to, right?
Yes. Yes. Totally not holding a gun up to your head.
I think for many years I would have said Ferdinand because I love Ferdinand the Bull a lot. But I think I would actually say Snowy Day at this point because it's a sort of timeless picture book that never gets old. And I feel like I think for many years of my life, I thought about the book without really realizing the name of the book or who wrote it, just because I had read it as a kid and it just like stuck with me. And then I started revisiting it in my adult years when I became a librarian. So yeah, I think Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Keats is my favorite picture book, but there are so many amazing ones. And I think especially in recent years, the like number of really high quality picture books is just amazing.
Yeah.
That's why I read so many of them. I also read some bad ones or ones that aren't that good, but I mostly read really good ones.
Yeah.
What's your favorite picture book?
Well, this one doesn't have words, but, and also I'm pretty sure my mom threw this one away, which actually makes me really sad, but it's called The Red Book. And one of the people who come to the Children's Authors Festival thing, like they were always there. And I usually did The Red Book. I liked The Red Book because I actually don't know why I liked The Red Book.
Because it's great.
Yeah, I don't know why I liked The Red Book, but I'm pretty sure I only liked it because it's a book. Yes, yes, yes.
You're like, amazing, this name, the title of the book makes so much sense.
Yes.
It's a red book that's about a character that finds a red book and goes on an adventure. And I love that book because it's a wordless picture book, and I love wordless picture books. And it's a fantastical picture book. So it has things that happen that, well, as far as we know, can't happen in real life.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that's a great book.
Yeah. Okay. So,
what are some other questions?
I have another question. Okay. So, question 39, best commercial.
Best commercial. Huh. I don't really watch commercials, but I like fake commercials like on Saturday Night Live when they do pretend commercials.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a favorite ad?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
OxyClean.
Because you like watching things get clean?
Oh no, I just like how they yell OxyClean in the ad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're over here like OxyClean. It makes your stuff shiny and bright and clean. I'm totally not just like throwing the ad out there. This is totally not an ad instead of a radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't care about the product, you just like the screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also really like pharmaceutical ads. I find them really amusing because they have to, like, legally, they have to say all of the possible side effects that you could have, like sort of the bad end of pharmaceuticals. And then they have like this glowy video where people are like prancing around in love and like, you know, it's just all glowy and like life's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Those are, again, I find them amusing. I like ads that are amusing.
Yeah.
Do you have any other good questions in your book?
Wait. I think I know one that I know the answer to, okay? I think I know the answer to this one, like your answer to this one.
Okay.
Dream job. I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question. Dream job.
Because you think it's the one I already have?
Yes.
I do. I think that might be librarian. Yeah, that's a good job. I can't think of another job I would want more. Sometimes I wish I had more time to read, even though I read a lot of books. I think a lot of people think that librarians just read all day, but we actually don't. We have to read in our spare time. And so sometimes I'm jealous of people that get to read like all the time. Or like I listen to a pop culture podcast and like the people that work on that, they obviously do things for work. Like they create podcasts and write articles, but they get to consume like so much like music and movies and books, and like their job is to like enjoy these things. Although sometimes they have to watch or read or listen to things they don't like. So that's the downside to that. But I'm occasionally really jealous of people that get to do more like media consumption, particularly books, as a job.
Yeah. But
I seem to manage pretty well. But I do, yeah. So I think librarian, I'd have to stick with my current profession. How about you?
I'd have to say an animator.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be that someday. You already are that. You just don't do it for a living, I guess.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Any other ones? Wait,
okay, so there's this really cool question, and I'm going to show it to Emily since you guys can sadly not see it. And so there's one that says, do you know sign language? And the answer shows like it's signing.
Oh, yeah.
N-O.
That's cool. So did you select no?
Yes, I don't know how to do sign language.
Yeah, I think I know a few letters, but at one point I knew the whole alphabet. But aside from that, I didn't know other words. I've even lost most of the alphabet.
Oh, okay. So moving on to the next question.
Have you answered most of the questions in the book, or are you still working on it?
I'm still working on it because I think I've gotten one, two. Yeah, I've only gotten 3 pages done.
Seems fun though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having fun.
Yeah. Okay, so this one's like first page, question 24. And it says, what's your favorite candy? And not gonna lie, it's pretty funny. And it has like a meme about it. It's a SpongeBob meme. And it goes like, where are they selling chocolate? What? Chocolate. Why are they selling chocolate? And I like chocolate, which is my favorite candy. So
just,
yes.
Just in general, any kind of chocolate?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I think chocolate's probably my favorite too for candy. I can't think of what else I would like more than that. Chocolate's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Although once in a while, I've accidentally had a chocolate that's like unsweetened. It's just like, ugh.
No.
Then it's not so good. You got to add some sweetness in there.
Wait a minute. I just found something out in like in a random page of this book. I found a page that my sister did.
Oh, yeah.
It says name, Cece.
Are you sharing her secrets?
No. Do you think this is a secret? Her favorite ice cream flavor is mint cookie crumble.
Mm, sounds good.
Yeah.
I've been on a vanilla kick lately. I usually add things to it, but.
I only like moose trail or chocolate.
Mm. I made some really delicious brownies this week, and that with like vanilla ice cream is just like perfect.
Oh.
I'm very proud of myself. I made very, very good brownies and very good corn muffins this week. I was on a baking kick, I guess.
No,
and it worked out well.
On a baking spree.
Baking spree.
We're on a baking spree.
But it wasn't just that I was like, because those are the only things I baked. I only baked 2 things, but both things turned out like probably the best corn muffins I've ever made and probably the best brownies I've ever made. So good start to 2021 in the baking department.
Oh, okay. I just like how you're over here like, I've just made an accomplishment of baking in 2021 while I'm over here like, oh, okay. Well, here's the next question that my sister filled out. Okay, but yeah, this is actually a question that my sister filled out.
What is it?
Any advice for a 5-year-old?
Hmm.
You can be / do anything.
Aww.
Okay, and this is something totally that she totally doesn't want anyone to find out about. When is her birthday? Just kidding. She's immortal.
She's immortal.
Yeah, that's something easy. We should actually put that in the radio. We should put that she's just immortal.
She was never born. And she shall live forever.
Yeah, when was my sister's birthday? She's immortal. Imagine that. Someone asks you when your family, a family member was born, and then you're like, oh, they're immortal. Oh my God. Okay, so last question that my sister filled out. This is a very, very, very kind of true question. Question 30. It's not fair that boys have more freedom than girls, which is like pretty true, kind of, I guess.
Yep. That seems about right.
Yeah.
In many circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it also depends on.
Okay. Well, it's place. Your turn, Emily.
All right. Well, yeah. I don't have nearly as exciting of a book. So I've actually already talked about most of the books that I've read recently. So instead, what I wanted to do is to highlight some books coming out this month that I think sound good. So I picked out a few young adult fiction books that I can share. One is called Chlorine Sky. It's by Mahogany L. Brown, who was our curator in residence last year. Kicked that off at the start of the year, and then we hit a pandemic and sadly had to cut that program a little short, but hopefully we'll get to work with her again sometime soon. But she has a novel in verse that is coming out this month. So it's called Chlorine Sky. And here's the description. It says, a novel in verse about a young girl coming of age and stepping out of the shadow of her former best friend. She looks me hard in my eyes and my knees lock into tree trunks. My eyes don't dance like my heartbeat racing. They stare straight back, hot daggers. I remember things will never be the same. I remember things. With gritty and heartbreaking honesty, Mahogany L. Brown delivers a novel in verse about broken promises, fast rumors, and when growing up means growing apart from your best friend. No. It's hard growing apart from your best friend.
No.
I think luckily, like anyone that I considered a best friend at some point in my life, I was always at least like friendly with. I don't think I ever had like a major falling out, but there were times when, you know, we sort of drifted apart because we like weren't in the same class anymore or for whatever reason. But I'm excited for that one in part because I know Mahogany L. Brown and I love her poetry, but also I love a good novel in verse. And I'm hoping and assuming that that will be available as an audiobook. So maybe that's one I'll listen to because I also love listening to audiobooks and especially audiobooks that are novels in verse. So that's coming out, I think, on January 12th is the street date for that. And another one coming out on the 12th is Concrete Rose by Angie Thomas, who wrote the book The Hate U Give, which was a major young adult title the year it came out and also was made into a movie. So this is their next book. And here's the description. International phenomenon Angie Thomas revisits Garden Heights 17 years before the events of The Hate U Give in the searing and poignant exploration of Black boyhood and manhood. If there's one thing 17-year-old Maverick Carter knows, it's that a real man takes care of his family. As the son of a former gang legend, Mav does that the only way he knows how, dealing for the King Lords. With this money, he can help his mom, who works two jobs while his dad's in prison. Life's not perfect, but with a fly girlfriend and a cousin who always has his back, Mav's got everything under control. Until that is, Maverick finds out he's a father. Suddenly he has a baby, Seven, who depends on him for everything. But it's not so easy to sling dope, finish school, and raise a child. So when he's offered the chance to go straight, he takes it. In a world where he's expected to amount to nothing, maybe Mav can prove he's different. When King Lord blood runs through your veins, though, you can't just walk away. Loyalty, revenge, and responsibility threaten to tear Mav apart, especially after the brutal murder of a loved one. He'll have to figure out for himself what it really means to be a man. Ooh, that sounds like it'll be a pretty intense read, but I loved The Hate U Give, and so I have high hopes and expectations for this book. I'm looking forward to reading it.
I haven't read The Hate U Give.
Yeah, it's really good. Have you seen the movie?
I haven't even seen the movie, so okay. Yeah.
I guess it's meant for a slightly older audience, although I'm sure you could handle it.
I'm pretty sure I can handle it.
You can handle anything.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
Is that a question in the book? What can you handle? And you're like, anything.
Oh, no. As you were saying that, I was kind of filling out like a sheet of like the questions. You know, when you said, what can you handle? It reminded me of one of the questions, which said, what scared you as a kid?
Ooh.
And
so many things.
Well, you're over here like so many things. I'm over here wearing my shadow.
Your shadow. Is that your only fear, though? I mean, that's hard because it follows you everywhere, but
if yeah, that was I eventually only fear. Overcame it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. No, it wasn't my only fear, but also spiders, because my brother had like a toy spider thing. And I thought it was real, and he threw it at my head this one time, and I started panicking, and I started screaming, and I threw it back at him, and he started laughing as I just started running.
There's a time in my life where I watched some scary movies, and so I kind of, like, put this all into one time period, but it's possible it was, like, different time periods, but my memory of it is that at one time period, I'd watched all these movies that really scared me when I was too young. And so I thought Jaws lived under my bed. I thought Gremlins lived in my closet. And I was scared of my plant that I had in my room because I watched Little Shop of Horrors, in which there's a human eating plant. And in this past year, I've rewatched both Jaws and Little Shop of Horrors, but I haven't rewatched Gremlins yet. So far, I have not been scared of them. I'm all grown up now. I'm not scared of those anymore.
Okay.
So my room was pretty scary.
Oh.
I just don't remember for sure if it was like that all three of these fears were like happening at the same time. They were probably not, but that's just how I remember it as like a lump of like in my childhood, I was scared of these three things.
The funniest thing ever is that how you... When you were, if I were you, I probably wouldn't be scared of any of those things because one, I've never had a plant in my room. Two, I can't even have an under my bed because like we have like a wood thing to hold up our bed. Three, I don't have a closet in my room.
So you're safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky you. But you had a shadow that was like chasing you around, so.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to a book.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. So another book that is coming out later this month is called The Girls I've Been by Tess Sharp. And here is the description. A slick, twisty YA page-turner about the daughter of a con artist who is taken hostage in a bank heist. Nora O'Malley's been a lot of girls. As the daughter of a con artist who targets criminal men, she grew up as her mother's protege. But when mom fell for the mark instead of conning him, Nora pulled the ultimate con, escape. For 5 years, Nora's been playing at normal, but she needs to dust off the skills she ditched because she has three problems. Number one, her ex walked in on her with her girlfriend. Even though they're all friends, Wes didn't know about her and Iris. Number two, the morning after, Wes finds them kissing. They all have to meet to deposit the fundraiser money they raised at the bank. It's a nightmare that goes from awkward to deadly because, number three, right after they enter the bank, two guys start robbing it. The bank robbers may be trouble, but Nora is something else entirely. They have no idea who they're really holding hostage. That sounds fun and exciting, a little heist movie, but like... I like the switch of it, that it's a young person who presumably bank robbers would not suspect a young person to have any sort of con artist skills. And then she's like, haha. And so I have one more book that I'm going to mention, and it's called If I Tell You the Truth by Jasmine Carr. And this is also a novel in verse. So that's exciting. And also includes illustration. So here is the description. In this stunning sophomore novel, acclaimed writer Jasmine Carr explores trauma, fear, courage, community, and the healing power of love in its many forms. Kiran flees her home in Punjab for a fresh start in Canada after a sexual assault leaves her pregnant, but overstaying her visa and living undocumented brings its own perils for both her and her daughter, Sahara. Sahara would do anything to protect her mother. When she learns the truth about Kiran's past, she feels compelled to seek justice, even if it means challenging a powerful and dangerous man. And this is a little segment from it. If I tell you the truth that I've dug from the hardened depths of this shrapnel-filled dirt with these aching, bloody hands, would you believe me? Would you still love me? So that's another novel in verse that I'm looking forward to reading, and that comes out about mid-month as well. So obviously that's just a handful of the books coming out this month that sound very good. But yeah, if you're interested, okay, so check them out.
So Emily, I'm going to tell you this,
okay,
because I just remembered to say this. But for those who don't know, we're recording this on like Wednesday the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And today is a holiday that me and my family celebrate called Three Kings Day.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Celebrating when the three kings like visited Jesus and it gave him presents. I don't remember what presents they were, but like they were presents. And so basically, what we celebrate is that we get presents on the 6th. Why the 6th? I don't know.
Did you get your presents yet?
Yeah, but we didn't open them because my parents had to open up the store.
Okay.
And we can't open them without anyone else. But I'll text Emily or tell you guys next week.
Report back.
What we got. Yeah, but my sister read the name of one of the presents, and we have one really big present that has my name on it, and so I'm scared to see what it is.
How big is it?
I'll actually show Emily, but I don't know how to describe how big it is. But
okay,
all I need to
so
tell
I'm
is
gonna
that
see it, and then I'm gonna describe how big it is. I'll guess what's inside it. How about that?
Yeah, but there's a joke that we have, which is if it's usually big, then it's a honey glazed ham.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but this is how big it is.
Put your foot next to it.
Wait, okay. I'm going to actually put my foot on it.
Oh, it is really big. Yeah, that's probably a ham.
Yeah, it's probably a ham.
It's a ham.
Yeah, it's a honey glazed ham. My brother said that he hopes it's not ham.
Does it smell like a ham? It's like, oh no, it's boiled ham.
I don't think I can smell it, but my brother just realized that was mine.
Well, I hope you enjoy your ham. It could be slippers.
Because
it looked like it could be two large slippers based on the comparison to your feet.
Yeah,
but they'd be pretty big
slippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll hope for that instead of a ham, a spoiled, rotten ham. Well, happy Three Kings Day.
Yeah.
Well, before we wrap up for the day, is there any other thing you want to share, or any other questions from your book you want to dive into? You should open to a random page and just like put your finger down on a question, and then we'll
okay,
both answer
so it. I'm going to open it up on a random page with my eyes closed. That's mm-hmm. how random it is. Okay, so let's see which question it is. 1, 2, and 3. I wish someone would invent blink.
Oh, that's a hard one. How about an instant COVID vaccine? Like it can be administered instantly around the world and vaccinate everyone instantly from COVID.
Oh, okay.
With their permission.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of something else. Maybe like super fast, super safe transportation. Like faster than regular airplanes. So I'm going to do what you just did, but I'm going to do it with my Beezus and Ramona diary that I had when I was a kid. Do you want to know something that's really funny?
What?
I opened up my Beezus and Ramona diary from when I was a kid. And the question that I pointed to at random was, when I was little, this is what I was afraid of. And guess what I wrote?
What?
Gremlins. Truth. But sorry, what was something you would like invented? We didn't get to hear your answer.
I would like to invent either 1, an anti-aging potion, or 2, character customization.